KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have mostly cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for skies to break up and become partly cloudy today, we'll have a high around 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In area news, officials of the Monsanto Seed Company said Tuesday that Blaine Kirchhoff of Audubon has been selected as a winner in the America's Farmers Grow Communities Contest, which gives farmers the opportunity to win $2,500 for their favorite local nonprofit organizations. The donations are available through the Monsanto Fund. Kirchhoff has designated the Audubon High School Wrestling Fund to receive the award in Audubon County. Audubon Community School District Superintendent Brett Gibbs, Kirchhoff, and a Monsanto representative will participate in a check presentation ceremony this Saturday morning beginning at 9:30 at the Audubon High School at 800 3rd Street in Audubon. News time is 8:05.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USDA FSA Executive Director for Iowa, John Whitaker, has announced that $10.8 million of Emergency Conservation Program, or ECP, and Emergency Forest Restoration Program funding has been received for Iowa's farmers to repair land that was damaged by 2011 natural disasters. The county is receiving the ECP funds for the Missouri River flooding are Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, West Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont. Woodbury County will also receive funding under the EFRP program. ECP provides cost-share assistance to rehabilitate farmland to conservation structures. Producers and landowners who have suffered terrace washouts, flood debris in the fields and deposits, fences washed out, and other damage to eligible conservation structures should contact their local FSA office for more information. FSA county committees determine eligibility based on on-site inspections of the damaged land and consider the type and extent of the damage. If you'd like to learn more about the ECP, the EFRP, or other programs administered by the FSA, contact your local office or go online to www.fsa.usda.gov. Regularly scheduled meetings of the Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will take place next hour in Atlantic and Greenfield, respectively. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Supervisors will hear an annual report from West Central Community Action and the organization's fiscal year 2012 budget request. They'll also hear a quarterly report from County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes. Action items on their agenda including allowing or disallowing family farm credits and approval of agricultural land credits, along with possible appointments to the County Conservation Board, Pimosa Township Clerk, and trustees positions. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors today will conduct a budget session as time allows during their open meeting. They'll also hear from Cass Adair County Engineer Charles Marker or his designated representative with regard to semi-bids and a longevity increase. Tim Ostrowski with the Southern Iowa Council of Governments will head up discussion about a housing trust fund. And John Hansen with Midwest Construction Consultants will speak via telephone conference call with regard to an Adair County Public Safety Center utility bill. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation said Tuesday evening that the westbound I-80 rest area, located between Adair and Casey at milepost 80, will be closed today beginning at 9 o'clock and until about 5 p.m. on Thursday for the installation of a wind turbine blade. The rest area will be closed to allow that blade to be installed on the facility's grounds using two large cranes. The blade will ultimately serve as a sculptural element on the site and be accompanied by an interpretive plaque. The blade and transportation to the site were donated to the state of Iowa by Siemens Energy of Fort Madison. The rest area is located at the threshold of an Adair County wind farm, and visitors to the site will eventually discover several design elements incorporated into the building and grounds that speak about energy and alternatives such as the wind. Two Interstate 80 rest stops that provide travel respites for hundreds of thousands of people motoring through Iowa will be removed to make way for a new interchange. It's unclear whether replacements for those rest stops will be built. They sit just west of a proposed interchange at exit 119 in Dallas County, just west of Des Moines. Iowa DOT Administrator Steve McMenamin says about 500,000 people visit the rest area on the eastbound side of I-80 annually, while the rest area on the westbound side gets about 400,000 visitors per year. An autopsy has been performed on the body of a 6-month-old boy who was found not breathing at an in-home daycare center in Sioux City. The child was taken last Thursday to St. Luke's Regional Medical Center, where doctors found an injury. The boy was then flown to Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha, where he was pronounced dead on Saturday. The autopsy is part of a police investigation into the cause of the baby's death. No arrest has been reported. Officials say some Pomida stores will be closing as part of a merger with Shopko, but it's still unclear how many, if any, will be shuttered in Iowa. Shopko, based in Green Bay, Wisconsin, announced earlier this month that it will take over Pomida, which is headquartered in Omaha. There are 6 Shopko stores and 30 Pomida stores in Iowa. Shopko spokeswoman Tara Powers said the two companies have been linked in the past, but only behind the scenes.
Shopko and Pomida were one company back in the early 2000s, but at that time they were really run as 2 separate organizations, and they shared some back office functions that were largely independent of one another. The difference today is that they truly are merging together under the Shopko banner as one company, one corporate office.
While some company mergers are just done on a balance sheet, she says that customers will see big changes at Pomida locations. The Pomida name will be eliminated and most product lines changed.
Shopko Hometown carries a much larger assortment of certain categories like apparel and home merchandise, and they have a big emphasis on national brands. So the product mix that consumers will see when they come into a store is going to be very, very different from what they're used to at Pomida.
No changes are planned at any of the Shopko stores, but some $80 million will be invested over the next year to convert most of the 193 Pomida stores into Shopko Hometown stores this year. Combined, the new chain will have almost 350 stores in 22 states. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The merger is expected to close in mid-February.
Two companies look at the retail landscape together and see that there is a lot of opportunity to serve smaller communities across the country who currently have to drive anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour to go into a larger town to go to Walmart or go to Target to get everything they need. And the idea with a Shopko Hometown store is that they can get everything they need in a smaller footprint store right in their own community.
There are currently Pomida stores in 30 Iowa cities, including those located in Audubon, Glenwood, Greenfield, Harlan, Missouri Valley, Mount Air, Ottawa, and Red Oak. And there are now 6 Shopko stores in the state, including in Council Bluffs and Sioux City. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, a U.S. official says the Navy SEAL team that rescued 2 aid workers in Somalia this morning was the same unit that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. The SEALs moved in under the cover of darkness and freed the American woman and a Danish man who were kidnapped by Somali pirates in October. The day after his State of the Union address, President Barack Obama takes his economic message to several key political states. Over the next 3 days, he'll be in Iowa, Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Colorado. 3 of the 4 Republican presidential candidates are taking part in a forum at the Univision Spanish Language TV network in Miami today. Florida's GOP primary is next Tuesday. Newt Gingrich says he never lobbied for mortgage giant Freddie Mac, even though he was a consultant to the government-backed mortgage company's chief lobbyist. The Republican presidential candidate tells NBC that he provided strategic advice. And pizza at school is about to get a little healthier. First Lady Michelle Obama and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack are announcing today that most meals at public schools will soon have less sodium, more whole grains, and more fruits and vegetables as sides. News time is 8:13.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Elsie Bailey, age 86, a longtime resident of Anita, died Friday in Des Moines. Services for Elsie Bailey will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Merlin Butch Vonish, age 78 of Audubon, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Butch Vonish will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wallace Dwinell, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday in Iowa City. Celebration of life services for Wallace Dwinell will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. James Jim Downing, age 74, of Shenandoah, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Downing will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Shenandoah. Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah has arrangements. Gary Maverick Davis, age 21, of Exira, died Thursday in Irwin. Funeral services for Gary Davis will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Angela Newman, age 93, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Angela Newman are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.